Welcome to The Art of Construction, the podcast dedicated to helping you grow your business. Together, we'll explore the world of construction with some of the best minds of the industry. Your host, Devin Tilley, a micro-influencer and sometimes disruptor, will take you on a journey that will lead your business to the next level.
What's up, Art of Construction tribe? We are talking marketing today. And as a marketing guru, I love bringing experts into the fold and talking about where we're going to move marketing forward. And I want to talk with people that are marketing through the windshield, not the rearview mirror. And I am so pumped today because we're going to be talking about digital marketing tips and how you can grow your business through marketing effectively and being more efficient. Today, what we were going to be going through is on how you can talk about the global way people now are shopping and buying. We're going to go through content marketing, SEO, and other discussion points. We're going to talk about how you can capture leads at all stages of the funnel. So who we're talking with today is Spencer Powell. So Spencer Powell is the host of Builder Funnel Radio and the president of Builder Funnel Marketing. He's got all kinds of cool stuff going on. And to give credit where credit is due, we actually met up in person at Todd DeWalt's Builder Summit in Florida. And ironically, I'm in Denver and he just lives down the street in Colorado Springs. But we met up in person in Florida, and how the world lives today, it's almost crazy to think back. It wasn't that long ago that Spencer and I were out having lunch when we're in this summit in Florida. But now we're going to go into Studio Art of Construction here and have a Zoom call like we are all doing now, right? So without further ado, we're going to go in and get to know Spencer, who runs Builder Funnel Radio. And I love their tagline. It's marketing services for the modern builder. And I know you are the construction tribe. You guys are those modern builders, cutting edge, pushing forward, and they're going to help us achieve our marketing and sales goals today. So let's go in and have a fireside chat with Spencer of Builder Funnel Radio. Lock and load. What's your favorite beverage?
That would be anything sparkling water. I used to be a Diet Dr. Pepper guy, but I'm off the soda. So anything with bubbles is good for me.
All right. Keeping it clean. That a boy. What's your favorite place you've traveled?
I would say it's a toss up, but it was tied into one trip. My wife and I went over to Spain and Italy. We spent about 2 weeks in Spain and a week over in Italy, and tough to pick like one favorite spot, but that trip was pretty awesome.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to put you on the spot. Give me one story from one of those trips.
All right. So Barcelona, and it's La Sagrada Familia, which is this big church that they've been working on for like 200 years. So they've made a lot of progress, but they're still like, I don't know, 10 or 15 years away from completion. But you walk in this thing and it is just breathtaking. I mean, the stained glass, the level of detail. I mean, 200 years is a long time, but you can kind of see why it's taken that long. It's just, and it's something that you can look up pictures of and it looks amazing, but when you're there, it's just unreal.
Outstanding. So what's your favorite hobby or interest outside the construction silos you're helping us break down through your marketing platform that we passionately call the Art of Construction?
Yeah. So for me, beach volleyball or doubles volleyball, really grass, beach, whatever it is, but picked it up in college, and my wife was an indoor volleyball player. And yeah, surprisingly here in Colorado, there's a bunch of mountain towns, Breck and Vail and Steamboat, and they all host these tournaments. And so, man, I love it. It's a blast.
Awesome. Well, we got to know a little bit about Spencer, and I teed it up on the intro. We're going to be talking all about marketing today. But first, we want to tell us your story. What led you to being the president running Builder Funnel?
Yeah. So it all started back around 2009, 2010. And my family's been in the building business for 110 years out in the Seattle area. And they've kind of done everything. They've done spec building, built communities, they've built retirement communities, they've run remodeling and handyman divisions, and they do property management. So the business really morphed over the years. But at the time I was getting out of school, I was getting into digital marketing. I'd set up my own company and been doing a lot of research around how like Facebook business pages, which were the new hot item at the time, could be used for businesses to help market. And so I started working on that family business and using it for my own business. And we started to see some results. We were doing some blogging, some SEO, some social, and we helped them scale up their remodeling division at the time from about 2.5 to 6 million. And then they eventually hit about 10 million. And we just said, hey, I think we're onto something here. I think we can help other companies do the same thing and leverage digital marketing. So since then, we've just really been on a path to educate and help the construction space, namely residential, leverage the power of the internet to take more control over your own lead generation process. So that was really where it kind of all originated. And today, yeah, we work with companies all over the country and a little bit internationally, but mostly US based.
Awesome. I love that story, how you grew up in the trades and your family history is construction, but then you went and took this new content SEO, you know, so that's what I really want to dive in today is like, when we were talking in the pre-interview, you talked about like, my passion is talk about the new way, and it's not really new anymore, but the global way people shop. And as I really talk to contractors and affiliates, what this podcast is for, some of them still see this stuff as a quote unquote new thing. Can you talk yeah. through kind of, you know, your evolution of growing up and say, hey, we're really onto something, to help them give some golden nuggets, to just kind of talk through, let's start with content marketing.
Yeah. So the way I think about this is, you know, you think about the old model of marketing and sales and the way people would go about buying something like a new window, a new roof, you know, a remodel, you know, whatever it is, a car. You really had to go to the salesperson. The salesperson had all the information. They held all the cards, you know. So I like to sometimes use a out of industry experience. Say you were going to buy a TV. You'd walk into like a Circuit City or something like that, a Best Buy. You'd talk to the sales rep. They'd show you the models. They'd show you the pricing. They had all the info. The internet changed everything. Now we know that's not how it works, right? You go online, you look up stuff, you read reviews, you can compare yourself. Now the consumer has all the information. So they have all the power. So we've seen this big transfer of power or information from salesperson to consumer. And so that's really what's happened in the construction space too. So if somebody wants to, you know, redo their roof, they're going to go look it up. They're going to go, how much does it cost to replace a roof? What's the average square footage? What are the different styles of roofing? You know, what do the warranties look like? How long is this process going to take? Can I live in my home while this is happening? Like, so many questions, right? So if we know this and understand this as a company, we can say, great, I'm going to be the supplier of that information. I'm going to create that in the form of content. So content marketing. That could be a blog post, it could be a video, it could be a podcast. You know, those are just different mediums. But if you start to create that content, answer the questions, provide that information, suddenly you start sucking in leads and attracting people to your website because they're doing Google searches and they're getting the answers when they get to you. So that's really the foundation of all this stuff and where, like, why content marketing is so powerful. And then I would toss in too that it's a huge credibility builder, you know? So if somebody is looking for information and they find it on your website and you're super transparent and you tell them how it works, now you're the expert, you know? So when they actually get into the sales process and they reach out and call you, they already have a little bit of trust built up. There's some credibility there. And so you're already starting ahead of your competition because you did that. So that's really the global level on this.
So if I'm hearing you right, it's kind of to capture leads at kind of at all stages of that kind of give and then you will get, and use the content to answer those questions. That in construction, you mentioned roofs. Well, whether it's insurance and whether it's this and whether that, there's so many variables that the price, when they just say, I want the price. I happen to own a window and door company, and windows and doors are one of those things that are roofs and windows and certain elements, they're custom made and they can be done so many different ways, but you have to put that kind of the 80-20 rule to put that out there. And then you track that through SEO and or other ways. Is that kind of how we're diving into this, to use that, those platforms to generate the right leads? Cause you want to put yourself as an influencer or a leader out there for the leads that you want to get back, where you fit in the art of construction, right?
You got it. Yeah. So let's use the pricing example, because that's a fantastic one. And most people are I would say most people are afraid to talk about pricing, especially because the answer we know is it depends. You know, it's not like, oh, to replace one window, it's, you know, $1,400. It was like, well, who knows, you know, what size is the window? What's the brand? What kind of window, you know, and you would know much more, you know, all the variants that go into that. But what we try to do is say, hey, let's tackle this topic of price and cost. Let's say you have a single family home and you have, you know, 12 windows that you want to replace. Generally, a project like this is going to be between X dollars and Y dollars. You know, could be between 10 grand and 40 grand or 30 grand and 100 grand. I got to know what your pricing is, but let's pick a range that the low end is still where you want to play and the high end is still where you want to play. And then you're going to talk about why it might be on the low end, why you might be in the middle, or why you might be on the high end. And that gives you that ability to talk about, well, here's why it might be 100 grand. It's because we use this window, or, you know, it was a certain style, or, you know, whatever goes into that. And so that gives that person the information. And let's say their budget was 6 grand. Well, I hope they don't call you now. You know, they're probably not going to, because they're going, oh gosh, well, 30 is the low end. I'm going to shop around. Great. We've already qualified that person out before they even wasted your time in the sales process. And if somebody comes in, they had a budget of 40 or 50 and they're like, great, that's right in the middle of this range. I can work with these guys. All this information makes sense. Like, now you've built that trust. So yeah, exactly. You're never going to, I wouldn't advise like giving specific exact dollar amounts unless you truly, that's how you price. But most people don't. It's all custom. And there's so many variants that you just can't put an exact price on it.
Yeah, I love that analogy. So you're kind of talking about bracketing as far as how low you can go and how high you want to go. And then you got to set up your services around that so that you're getting that 5-star review at the end of it, to where now you're just multiplying and compounding through those marketing mediums. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, when you think about marketing, a lot of people just think, oh, it's ads, or it's my website, or it's my trucks and my signage. But to what you just said, it's really a part of everything within your business. It's a part of your product, the experience you deliver. You know, that's going to determine if you get a good review or a bad review. It's going to determine if that person wants to mention you to their friends, which would can spur some word of mouth and referral business. So you do have to make sure that the content you're creating is, one, accurate, and two, in line with how you operate as a business, you know, so that you are adding credibility. And I guess the other piece I would say here too, just so we don't miss it, is thinking about the person that, using that window example, if they type in, how much is it going to cost to replace all the windows in my home in Denver? You know, they're looking for a very specific thing in a very specific location. If they find your blog, at the end of that blog, really they have two options. They can reach out and say, great, I'm going to call this company, or they can leave because maybe they're not really ready. They're just kind of browsing around trying to gather information. So that's where we use what we call premium content. And so you might have the complete window and door guide, pricing guide, as a call to action at the end of that blog post. So when somebody's like, oh, this blog was really helpful, oh, and I can go even deeper, and now I put in my name and my email address and I can get this free guide or report. Now you've captured a lead that we call more at the top of the funnel. They're browsing, they're looking around, they're researching. Well, this is critical, because if you don't have that, they come to your website, they read the blog, they're like, awesome, but then they leave. And then 4 months later, they type in window and door company in Denver. So maybe you were ranking for pricing of windows and doors in Denver, and that's how you generated that person. But then they got the information, and then later they do a different search, a more competitive search, and maybe you're not ranking. So now you're not in the mix. Suddenly you've lost that opportunity. But if you capture them before they ever leave that first time, now you can build more trust through email. And that's what we call lead nurturing. So you can send them a newsletter, you can send them more blog posts about different styles of windows and doors, you know, how long it takes to replace, how much time you should figure for design or scheduling, and all the other parts of the process. And so when we kind of talked about capturing leads at all stages of the funnel, almost everybody is missing that top of the funnel lead capture. And that's 97% of the market. It's only 3% that are ready to buy today. And so everyone else is in research mode, whether it's a week from now or a year from now, that they're going to make their decision. So I would highly recommend thinking about some high value premium content that you could offer. It could just be a 2-page PDF or, you know, a 10-page report or guide or whatever it is. Use that to capture those leads and then stay in front of them through email, and you will just build a massive pipeline for the future.
So you mean on twofold, if you do a blog and do all this front end work, you don't want to do the education to send them to buy from someone else, right?
Exactly.
And vice versa, you don't want to be the company that's not doing the educating and keeping them in-house, so whenever they're ready, they buy from them, right?
Yeah.
In simple terms, that's really what we're talking about here, because what I've found is that you can easily get lost in the shuffle of, you start thinking, I better start a podcast, or I better do a blog, or I better do all this, an ebook and all this stuff. Just stop and think about why you're doing what you're doing. You're trying to get the right customers. Like, that's business. And the key thing you said at the end of the day is to have a massive pipeline is a big deal, but you don't want to have a pipe dream either. You want to have the right things getting teed up. And that's what your company is all about, right? You're helping the Art of Construction Tribe. Help me. If I looked right, I've been seeing a lot of cool stuff on your social media. I love your podcast. We'll make sure we have links to both of our podcasts. And I love, you know, we're Todd DeWalt with the Construction Leading Edge podcast, Builder Funnel Radio. We all kind of work differently. And the Art of Construction is all about bringing us all together. So Todd DeWall will do great coaching. Builder Funnel Radio will talk a lot the marketing. But you have started a really cool platform I've been seeing on social media called the Builder Funnel Academy. Can you tell the tribe about that?
Yeah, thanks for asking. So over the years, we've had an agency model, right? So people hire us to do their digital marketing and we help them grow their businesses. Not everyone could justify the budget to do that, to put all the effort in that it really took. You know, sometimes it's just, you know, they didn't have that much saved up, or just based on revenue level, right? They're just at a different stage in their business. And so we're really, really passionate about education, just getting this information out to more people because we know it works. And so we just said, well, what if we kind of bottled this up in some training and provided some support so that people that maybe weren't ready to hire it out or even hire somebody in-house to do their marketing, they could learn how to do this. And they could. So we basically took the last 10 years and bottled that up into our proven process and training. And so we've got a ton of just step-by-step walkthrough videos, checklists, sample campaigns, things that you can kind of cut and paste or tweak for you. And we pulled it into an academy. We do a monthly call where you can ask questions. We have a community feature where you can ask questions and our team jumps in and answers. And so that was really the theory behind it, was how can we add more value to people, help more people that we were kind of having to turn away just from a budget standpoint. And so we just wanted to give this to more people.
Super cool. So if I understand it right, we'll make sure we'll put information on the show notes and compile this, but you can reach out and get on the VIP list, because you only open it up a couple times a year to be able to join your academy, right?
You got it. Yeah. So if you look up Builder Funnel Academy, you'll see if the doors are open when you head over there, you'll be able to see they're open, but otherwise you jump on the VIP list and then you'll get notified.
Awesome. Well, we'll make sure we'll put information about that. Art of Construction Tribe, check it out. Whether, you know, it's a great way if you want to kind of dip your toe in the water, or if you have somebody that's kind of good on your team, maybe thinking all the way back to when you started this, I heard you right, you're like, I'm in the family business. It would have been, you probably would have loved to have this at the beginning to fast track this stuff, right?
Yeah, for sure. And we've seen a lot of people do that. They're like, hey, I have a office manager / marketing person or kind of a marketing coordinator. Like, I'm going to buy this and just say, hey, you go through the training. Like, now you can build that expertise in-house.
I love that, because, you know, tribe, we can't do everything, but if you have someone that may has a little bit of bandwidth and you need to, you're hearing this and saying, huh, I don't have any of this nurturing or leads or stuff that I haven't even worked on. That's what this call to action is all about, to go check that out. Right, Spencer?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, we've tried to make it just a no-brainer for people. And yeah, I mean, looking back on it, it's just like you said, I think back to the 10 years ago and like what I didn't know. And that's why I'm a big reader. You know, I try to learn from other people because I know there's so much I still don't know. So this was our way to kind of put something in that category.
Well, I got to put you on the spot. You're a big reader. What's a book you'd recommend to the Art of Construction tribe?
Oh man, it's tough to go. I could go in so many different directions, but I really like leadership books. I'm a nerd over like marketing books and stuff like that. And so I'll throw one out. Extreme Ownership. Jocko Willink is fantastic. And then I would say just if you're new to marketing, you know, anything by Seth Godin is incredible. And then there's another good one, 22 Immutable Laws of Marketing is kind of a classic, just in kind of understanding some marketing fundamentals. Doesn't go deep in the weeds on all this kind of stuff, but those are three that stand out.
Yeah, that's a cool synopsis you gave. So get Seth Godin, subscribe to his newsletter because he gives you these little things that are just awesome. And then Extreme Ownership, Jocko, if you don't know who Jocko is, you should, because talk about a great inspirational, where he talks about his battle in combat and then into the business. And then you're saying the rule for marketing. So good job putting you on the spot. Definitely good stuff. So
we always the test. Yeah.
we always ask leaders of the tribe when they come in, this podcast is, we're working to connect different digital construction platforms and the right products for you contractors and affiliates to grow their business. What's your crystal ball for the future with technology and construction?
Yeah, it's a really great question. And obviously I don't have all the answers because we're kind of, you know, future forecasting here. But I think really where we're headed is we have some fragmented options in the way of thinking about our marketing tools, our sales tools, and our project management tools. So things like sales tools are things like a CRM. So that's how you're tracking leads. Marketing tools are things that are helping you do blogging or SEO or lead capture. And then you've got, okay, once I close the deal, how do I track material and time and, you know, labor and schedules and all these things. Right now, you can get close by using things like Zapier to connect the dots and get tools to talk to each other. But there isn't anything that I've really found that's a phenomenal kind of all-in-one tool. So I think what we'll see is we'll see a couple people try that, the all-in-one, and they'll try to do that. But I think everything will just get more and more interconnected. There'll be more APIs, more integrations, because tools have to specialize too. It's really tough to be all-in-one. And so I think that's what we'll see win out, is that there will be very hyper-specific tools specific to remodelers or specific to window and door companies. So like breaking down the construction space into all the trades and the specialties, but there will be a way to connect the dots. And so it'll probably take some time to get there, but that's a little bit of my future forecasting and a little bit of like hoping that will happen sooner rather than later. So
I absolutely love that answer. And the word I would hear from you is trying to, what is your intellectual property and who's paying who for what today? And I think that's a big fragmented thing. And I think when you flip it upside down, all the flip the funnel conversation is you go back to beginning, this is the riches are in the niches, and you figure out those segments and then that intellectual property if you're working on an open platform. And that's 5 years ago when I set out and start the Art of Construction, it was a big goal to basically break down the construction silos and open them up for forward thinking in the modern contractor. And that's where I think a lot of us that grew up in this industry that said, man, that's just the data drop. It's just like handing off and everybody's moving it. And it's like, wait a second here. We don't need to reinvent the wheel every time. And I love how you say, I think we're kind of in this thing with softwares, you know, which CRM you're using that only connects to this. And, you know, Zapier, yes, is a cool tool, but you have to have somebody that is kind of forward thinking and to manage. And then if that person, you know, so it's just, it's hard to actually get what you want out of those different tools when you get in the mix of them. And then you go to YouTube and you don't know what information you're getting to learn from it. So I totally agree. It's kind of in this, which way should I go? Cause it's like information overload. And the people that crack that code, but that's a big one. Cause we've done a lot of veins in the offsite construction arena. And it's like, you have companies like Katerra that came and made a huge splash, and others that are doing that, but that's tough, like, to be the one to come out and put that together. So, and
you it can really only
bolt
is.
On. And so then everybody's bolting on all this stuff, and how's that going to work? So,
Yeah, it's a monster challenge.
Yeah. So I want to break it down for everybody listening. And let's, I want you to answer this question in the marketing vein of, for 10 years, you've been living it, you know, trying to move the marketing world forward for contractors and affiliates to grow their business. What's that one thing you would leave them thinking about when they go out to crush it in their business and they want to say, what should I do for marketing to move forward? What's that one thing you want to challenge them to all go do?
I've been thinking about this one. It's really, for me, always tough to pick one thing. And so I'm going to try to honor that and really stick to one thing. And I guess what I would say is to put yourself out there in terms of trying to add more value to the marketplace and knowing that it will return back to you. And so we talked about that in today's conversation, like whether it's blogging, whether it's a podcast, whether it's video, what you're doing is you're adding value to your potential prospects, your future customers, and saying, I'm going to educate you first. And by doing that, you start to pull people in, they start to get to know you, they start to see you, they start to trust you, and then they start buying from you. And so it starts with this whole concept of, I'm just going to add as much value into the world, into my little world as I can. And if you take that lens, then you'll start seeing it come back to you. And I'll just tack on one more thing to that. It's not a different thing, so I'm still sticking to my one thing.
Boy, you did it.
But this isn't new, and it isn't new like, oh, this has been going on for a decade or two. John Deere has been doing this for, I want to say, about 100 years and maybe longer. I think it was the late 1800s, actually. So don't quote me on that, but it's been a long time. And they had a magazine called the Furrow is what it was. And they would send this magazine out, and they'd send it out to farmers, and it was all on farming best practices. Well, guess what? They probably sold a lot of, you know, farming equipment through that magazine. And I know they did. And you can put your own ads in that magazine because you control the platform and the audience. And so what they were doing was saying, we're going to become the thought leader on how you can become a better farmer. Oh, and we just so happen to sell farming equipment. And so I encourage you to kind of think about that as you think about this idea of adding value first, is saying, hey, I'm going to become the expert, and I'm going to show you that I'm the expert on windows and doors. And I'm going to educate you on, as a homeowner, all the pitfalls that you need to avoid, all the things that you need to think about when you do a project, how you might balance aesthetics versus total preference versus resale value, like all the things to consider so that you can make the best decision for you. And that all starts with just giving value first.
I love that. And in closing, I want to give you the opportunity to do that. And the way you do that is through Builder Funnel Radio. So let the Art of Construction tribe know what Builder Funnel Radio, what your podcast is all about, which is your educational platform to say, hey, maybe Builder Funnel is a great marketing agency for you, right?
Absolutely right. Yeah, we try to be our own best case study and practice what we preach. So yeah, if you go over to Builder Funnel Radio, it's a podcast dedicated to the construction space, but namely, like you said earlier, we focus on the marketing side heavily, but also sales, just thinking about kind of that growth engine and what you're doing there. And yeah, obviously, as you get to know us, like you may reach out if you feel like we're a good fit. And if not, we still hope that we've left you with way more value and you're better off for it. So
awesome. Well, I'm so honored to have you be a leader of the Art of Construction tribe and come in and tell us your story. Thanks so much, Spencer.
Thanks, Devin. It was a pleasure. I really enjoyed it.
So you got nothing to lose, Art of Construction Tribe. No cost. Go check out Builder Funnel Academy. Spencer is just such a genuinely good dude that I've been so impressed with how he's handled his business, and such just a leader in the industry. So if you need another podcast outside of the Art of Construction, Builder Funnel Radio is awesome. Go check that out. And hopefully Builder Funnel Academy is a good platform for you when it comes to marketing, to go ahead and grow your business and crush it. Another podcast all about you growing your business, Art of Construction Tribe. Thanks for listening. Until next time, cheers.